Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Chris Giacobello on the board as he's working through it here. A little behind the scenes, like sometimes when things go awry, like with equipment or something like that, it's just like sometimes it's unavoidable. But also each time Chris has been here, it's not been a normal day. So
no, something's always happened.
Interesting little curse we have here for Chris that we're throwing into these Saturday shows, but he's rolling with the punches here. Credit to him. There's a lot that's going to happen with the Bills here in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
5 days' time, we're going to learn a lot about this football team. Sabres, they got to stop a skid here. Dahlin comes back.
Hopefully enough to do so, but I mean, what confidence do I have? Very little. Because it's, I'm not saying Dahlin coming back isn't going to give you enough juice, but even when he was playing earlier this season, and I know he was in a different state of mind, you can argue that, but it was not much better.
It was cool for a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks, if that. And then
it was a couple of weeks where it was really cool. I got the You Fell For It Again award.
Yeah.
I did fall for it again.
Yeah, not great. But hopefully they bounce back. I don't know. I just, until they do it, I won't say that. I don't think they will. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. I need to see it. Well, I can't. I'm not going to predict it, anything like
now,
that.
Now, here's the interesting part. Ready? It does seem like these teams take their turns in terms of who's good when they are.
Yeah. It's kind of offset.
Kind of, in a technical sense, because obviously the Sabres have not made the playoffs for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So take what I'm saying with a little bit of a grain of salt here. But do remember, the Bills lose to the Atlanta Falcons, right? And vibes could not have been lower for the Bills at that moment, heading into the bye week. You have lost two in a row, right? And what's the date that happens? Monday, October 13th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On Monday, October 13th, the Sabres had also lost to the Colorado Avalanche to start 0-3. But before the Bills play their next game, so between the 13th and the 26th, that's 13 days away, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres go on an impressive run, hitting a 4-1-1 record in the time that the Bills are not on the football field.
Right.
So It was a couple weeks. Bills come back, start winning games, and the Sabres have proceeded to lose.
They have completely fallen flat at this
point.
Eight
of their last nine.
Yeah. So hopefully that turns around tonight, but a confidence level low, I guess, for me. But we'll talk more with Paul Hamilton.
But also, hey, Sabres now have been losing games. They've lost these four in regulation.
Yeah, they're not even getting the loser points anymore.
They're not even getting the loser points anymore. But now, here come the Bills again, right? Needing a win. It'd be pretty impressive if you beat the other 6-3 team that's across from you. It almost kind of writes itself as to will the Bills end up bouncing back because the Sabres have been skidding.
They should beat the Buccaneers. They should be able to.
So there's my tin hat theory for the day. The Bills are going to win simply because the Sabres are collapsing. But they do get Dahlin back. I think that's huge for the locker room. I think that's huge for the team on the ice. It's huge for the decor. The pairing of Owen Power and Matias Samuelsson hasn't really been working. Power's done really well with Connor Timmins this year. I think that that pairing might get put back together. I don't know. I don't know if you could put Byram and Kesselring on the same pairing again. We'll see what the pairings look like with Dahlin there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically is how this is going to look. But Dahlin and Samuelsson have been good this year. So it would help this team overall if you can move around the pairings, move it around, shuffle things up, and see if you can get a little bit more stability there on the back end again. Scoring, I don't know where you're getting it from at this point still.
No.
Your top
Tage Thompson's played his way off of Team USA at this point, pretty much, right? Like, we can say that, the way he's been playing.
Alex Tuch has been just as infuriating at times.
Yeah, you're playing for a contract and unable to get points together. Like, I mean, I'm sitting here talking like it's easy. I know it's not easy to score in the NHL, but, like, it's what's expected of them at this point from what we've seen in the past. So for them to fall flat like they are now, it's a little inexcusable.
But even in Colorado, they managed to make that game respectable. It does get away from them in the third period.
Yeah, and you had it in the third period. So, like, that's where I can't even look at that and say, you got to play a full hockey game for me to call it a respectable game.
Well,
you know?
Started, like, in the hole 2-0, and it's like, okay, we need to.
Right. And they come back, but then they just can't hang on to the end. And it's like,
they can't break through in the end, and that's really what it is. And it just, it's tough. But, you know, that game, I think everyone saw that one going like 6-3, and it's not competitive at all. No, it was competitive for most of that game, actually, to their credit. But, yeah, back to the Bills, though, here, because I don't want to get too much into this one. We'll talk plenty of hockey with Paul Hamilton in the next hour at 1 o'clock. The caller, Alan, really did bring up a good point, though, of, like, comparing this to the 2023 season is not fair to this season. It has not nearly been as miserable at the low points this year than what 2023 brought us. I have not dreaded coming to work, even after losing to Miami. I have not thought of, what do I do actually talking about anything on this day for this show? Those were feelings I was having. This is not that. Are they inconsistent? Absolutely. The rest of the AFC is too. Can't yeah. trust them. Can't trust any of them.
No.
Even the Patriots sitting there with a shiny 9-2 record have the second worst strength of schedule, second lightest, I should say, in the league.
I will say, though, they've been the more consistent team in the AFC this season.
They've been more consistent, yes. They've been probably the most consistent team in the league. But you also can look at, man, they have good wins. But also, they've shown that they can lose to anybody too. They just haven't yet in this stretch. And that's the thing. This year really has been anybody can get anybody, except for the Titans. Arizona found a way to lose that game more than the Titans won that game for their only win of the season. But even New Orleans has tripped up a couple teams now. The Giants beat the Eagles down in one game, kind of similar in a division game where a hapless Miami squad takes down Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Because they wanted it more.
It's not even wanting it more. It's just,
I mean, it was. They were the worst team on paper, and they played a lot better than the team that should have manhandled them.
Sometimes it's about execution, though. And sometimes it's also about scheme. But for me, it really does turn to, you just got to play better in those moments, and you didn't. You let Miami get up 13-0, two touchdown drives right off the rip, and all of a sudden you're looking at this game going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, it's that was not great, and they were still in it. The defense, tattered as it is, did hold them to 16 points for a majority of the game.
When the dam finally broke.
Yeah.
And yeah,
but at that point, they're going to be exhausted. I mean, I'm not surprised Achane broke off those two big rushes, right? Like, your offense couldn't put points on the board when it mattered most. So,
and it's also coming to the point of, you don't win many football games in the National Football League scoring 13 points. All of those in the fourth quarter, by the way. So, yeah, it turns into eventually the dam's going to break there. The defense has been stabilizing, though. That's the interesting part about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they had held them to 16 points throughout the game. After a quick start, it seemed like, okay, maybe there's a chance to get back into this and get it over with. The Bills had an opportunity to double dip. It didn't happen. And I do think that that has been very disappointing from them this year as well. But the defense overall over the last few games, probably since the third quarter in Atlanta, I've trusted the defense more. However, the offense has gone ahead and went even more wildly inconsistent, and I trust them less.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean? Against a Tampa team that has shown that they can win in various ways, from shootouts against Seattle to tight defensive games against Houston, Tampa Bay has shown a variety of ways to win. Whereas Buffalo is not.
Yeah, I mean, we have the MVP at quarterback, reigning MVP, and if you stop the run game, they can't move the ball down the field, which is just an insane thing to have to utter on these airwaves in the year of 2025. But, like, it's true. The Chiefs weren't able to stop James Cook, right? So the Bills were able to move around and do whatever they wanted to.
There's one game that they've won with James Cook under 100 yards,
mm-hmm.
and that's Baltimore.
Yeah.
And that said more about them than the Bills.
All right, because they choked that away, and Keon Coleman looked like an all-talent in that game by the end, right? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's a frustrating spot to be because, yes, while 2023 definitely was worse, I'm not going to sit here and argue that, right, what they went through. The expectations are to be better than that, right? To be better right. every year. And last year, this team was straight up dominant in all aspects of the game, whether it be running or passing, right? And if Mac Hollins is really the difference maker in that, that's insane. But, and their defense was good too. Like, I don't know. I struggle to sit here and think if I would be okay if they again look haphazardly throwing the ball, but they still win. It's long-term confidence that's the problem more than anything, I feel like.
For all the concerns about the defense, by the way, with all the injuries that they've suffered, the points allowed.
Yeah, you can't ask for anything more.
It's not like they got gashed.
No.
Yards-wise against Atlanta is a different story, by the way, though. But they only allowed 24 points. They allow 23 to New England. They allow 24 to the Falcons. They allow 30 to Miami. But that was the dam broke.
Yeah, depleted by the end.
But you look at the three losses, Joe, and it's about the offense. The losses are 20 points, 14 points, 13 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much the defense is really letting you down at this point. I'm actually looking at this defense going, yeah, you've got some bad question marks, in particular at linebacker at this point.
Right.
But you have been trying to do your job. And since the second half of Atlanta, I've been overall okay with them.
Me too. Especially we got the two-game flash of Michael Hoyt. Like, and that's just that was a tough look there.
You lose Hoyt.
But even Epinesa's been playing well, and he's injured, right? But he could be coming back soon.
To lose Hoyt and Oliver.
Yeah, those two going down, like that was a big vibe killer, and they were playing really well when that defense was healthy. Like, lights out well.
The two of them were averaging a sack a game.
Yes. Like,
the only downside is they played a total of five games.
Yeah.
Combined.
And even Michael Hoyt, though, filling in for Ed Oliver, so no longer on the edge, was still eating. Like, he showed how versatile he was, right? Like, you've seen the upside. You've seen what this defense could potentially be when healthy. But unfortunately, the injury bug continues to just nail down on the Bills' defense year in and year out.
And yet they're
half of them are practice injuries.
And yet they're the ones that are
carrying the weight.
Not carrying the weight, but they're surviving. That's the thing. 803-0550, the number to call. We get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Kia dealer, shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Jay. Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got, Jay?
Hey, if the Sabres conspiracy theory holds up, then we should be expecting the Bills to go on a major winning streak, right?
Exactly, right. Yes.
Yeah, exactly, Jay.
You can, as a Buffalo sports fan, you can't have the best of both worlds, can you?
No, you can.
So, I mean, you guys have made a lot of great points. And I think for me, so as a fan, looking at this team, looking at where we've been since Josh came on board and where we are today. At this point now, I've sort of distilled this team, in a way, to the next 5 days, right?
Yes.
So I need to see what we get with Tampa and what we get on Houston. And I can't remember which one of you boys said, it's not just about winning, but they need to look good winning, right? And I totally... that's how I see this. And so it's not about being vain about it. Like, hey, do I look good in this suit? I need to know how are they winning? So the 2013, 14, 15 Bills, man, we didn't care how you won. I don't care how ugly it was. Just win, right? Win and get in. Well, clearly our standards have risen astronomically as they should. And when we talk about 2023 and how dark that was, here we are in 2025, 2 years later, for me, just speaking for myself, still kind of feeling in this kind of weird, dark place that I should not be in. And I look at the team and what's been happening this year, and we've all talked about, are they missing the alpha receiver, which I think they are. We could talk about that some other day. That's been talked about a lot. But at the end of the day, even though the defense kind of seems to be getting a little bit better, which is fine, we need an offense to put up the points. We should be winning games with this Centaur quarterback, and we're not. And I should be able, guys, to have a defense that can give up 20, 23, 24 points. Honestly, I should. That maybe gets the odd takeaway, kind of lengthens a drive from one of these guys once in a while, because we should be able to score at least 27 a game. I do not think we're being unrealistic about that. However, with the roster construction as it is and all the difficulties that I'm seeing, and I'm kind of going on here, I see Josh Allen regressing a little bit, right? We're seeing the happy feet. We're seeing these 20-second long scrambles for a completion that really shouldn't even happen. So I'm at a point right now where I'm kind of like stuck. So I'm looking to Sunday, I'm looking to Thursday, and I have to see what do we do to pull this train around. Because at the end of the day, I have Super Bowl aspirations as a fan, not just playoffs, Super Bowl. And the way this team is going, even if they go 11-5 or whatever, and they're winning games but eking out wins with bad offensive play, I'm not going to be at that point where, hey, we're going to win this one-and-done playoff game because, I'll end here, because if we are struggling like we are, that should not be a hard scheme for a quality defensive coordinator to come up with on a one-and-done game. So next 5 days, let's see what we got. And Friday morning, I could be in a happy, bright place, or I could be having my hoodie pulled over waiting for the draft, which I'm tired of doing as a Buffalo Bills fan. You guys are killing it. Keep it up. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call. And there's a lot there.
I got to say, the beginning of that, where he was mentioning they have to look good doing it. I love the suit comment. That was funny.
And I do appreciate that he mentions, like, it's a little vain to say it. Like, he admits it as much. And I'm glad that that's said, because there is a little bit of vanity to wanting to see this team win. It's not like, at the end of the day, the Denver Broncos are not going to go ahead and say, yeah, but, about their 8-2 record. They're not going to apologize about how they're doing it.
Sean Payton's already cut off a butt and a presser being asked about it.
Yeah.
And the guy asked the question, and he's just like, no buts. Yeah. Like fires back at him quick, a little sharp.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
They're not complaining or apologizing for being almost unwatchable.
No, but I'd be okay playing the Broncos in the playoffs. I mean, that'd be a win, right?
But
think about it.
But they're 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I would imagine some of the fans are getting concerned about the offense. Like, it is a little bit of a vanity thing. But at the end of the day, the standings do not care. This is not the BCS of college football past, where style points actually did matter in a way. You had to blow out one of those top 25 teams and look convincing doing it. At the end of the day, the wins are the wins. And I do appreciate, though, that Jay mentions that. Like, it is a little vain. Do I look good in this suit?
I mean,
and I think that for entertainment purposes, that really does matter a little bit. You want to be entertained by the team. You want them to look good.
It's not even fully on entertainment, though. It's, can this team...
It's confidence, though, too.
Yes. Is this team Super Bowl caliber? Everything they've shown offensively this season, aside from week one, says no. Even in their wins, it says no. And I think that's where the frustration lies. And that's where I'm okay being a little vain with this. Because it's like, okay, year 9 of Josh Allen, year 8, whatever it is, one of the two, we realistically should be expecting, a Super Bowl. Year 7 for Josh Allen, going on year 8. We should be expecting them to go to the Super Bowl at some point, right? They're mm-hmm. building for that. That is the purpose of the team. Purpose of drafting, purpose of free agent acquisition, purpose of trading, purpose of having a unicorn at quarterback like Josh Allen, it's to win the big game. And they even in their wins this season, don't look like they are built for it this year. And it's just becoming a, oh, they're going to be a late exit from the playoffs. That's really cool and all 2 years ago, and that hadn't been a case at all, right?
Yep.
But now it's like, when does this team get over the hump? When does this team break through? They need to show like they're built to. And that's where I struggle with the a win's a win. Because 2 years ago in 2023, I'll take an ugly win after the start to that season. I would. Like, without question.
And that, I think, is the difference. It's that the expectations are supposed to be there that you are the better team.
Yes.
You are.
You're a top dog in the AFC, in the NFL. You should be going for a championship. And this offense right now, in the state that it's in, even in the wins, does not look like they're going to be able to do that.
And it really does have to do with how the offense is schemed at this point, too. It does look like it is creating a bit of a disconnect. And Jay mentions in the call there as well. Like,
feels a little Dorsey-ish.
It's the happy feet that's being caused here as well, because it's either receivers are not getting open or they're not being schemed open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the latter does have something that should be fixed. The talent on the roster is the talent on the roster for the rest of the year. Like, that's something that they're going to have to deal with. That's something we're all going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. But they put themselves in that position.
Can you scheme them open other than bubble screens?
Yeah, that would be great. We went from Ken Dorsey playbook that was four verts only and crazy stuff to all motion and curl routes.
It's bad.
Like, that's basically what we turned into.
It was bad spacing concepts.
Yeah.
Where you'd have players running into the same zone, and that's how Allen's getting picked off.
Right, because the defenders were crossing, and they were there. Like, it was a mess. But now you're just curl routes 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, or bubble screens, like you said, with no variation of that. You have a quarterback that can heave it 50, 60 yards down the field, and you're not even utilizing any of that.
I don't even care about the deep, deep.
You have to do it often, though, because the safeties are just crashing down on you right now because they know you're not going to throw deep.
What I do care about is the intermediate passing game. That is gone. That is something that Allen thrived with under Brian Daboll in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that kind of gave the Buffalo Bills are here to stay. And it was the intermediate passing attack that was really crushing it. I don't know if I can see that with Joe Brady being able to attack the intermediate at this point. And some of it does have to do with the players on the roster. And I do think that more of it is on scheming at this point. You have players that are shifty, that can create separation. And yet we're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
There is one player that doesn't do that. It's Keon Coleman.
Right. And I also think he's shoehorned into a role he's just not built for.
Exactly. I do think that if you used him more in the slot, you'd be able to get these things.
Yeah.
Scheming players open.
Yes. But no, we got rid of Mac Hollins, our boundary receiver, and Josh Palmer's been injured. So, Keon, best of luck to you. Like, that's what this seems like at this point. And they put their fourth-string nickel cornerback on him and just say, don't get pass interference, because he can't get any separation.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're doing at this point. It's a mess.
It is something where I don't love how the scheme offensively is looking at this point, and it comes with the evidence. They've won one game where the leading rusher has less than 100 yards. And that game had more to do with Baltimore.
Also, the motion has gone completely out the window. Have you noticed that? The motion from last season. I watched a play before we went on the air today. A James Cook touchdown pass against Miami in Miami last year before Tua's injury.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Samuel's running around like a madman in the backfield.
That's right. The little pre-snap motions.
Pre-snap motion. Where did that go? We're seeing it sometimes, but last season it was every play. I remember when I played last year's Madden, every play you picked for the Bills, there was pre-snap motion, and I would get so many.
I don't want
false
to use
starts.
Matt in here.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what happened to the pre-snap motion? What happened to throwing to the running backs? The scheme has taken a step back.
That is
for
the other
some
part.
Reason.
Why have the running backs not been included every game in the passing attack?
James Cook had some drop issues earlier in his career. Last season, though, a cornerstone of your offense was throwing to James Cook, throwing and to Ty Johnson, throwing to Ray Davis. There was a game where they all three had a touchdown because they were just catching passes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Third down. What does Atlanta do with Bijan Robinson? They line him up outside. What should you be doing? You should line James Cook up outside, and guess what? Leave Ty Johnson on there to run block. having James Cook off the field on third down, I think, is the biggest blunder you could possibly make. He is an all-talented player that has abilities to both receive and run, and you're taking one of those things off the field when your guys can't even get separation. If you send him on a slant, there's a good chance with his speed, he would be able to get some separation and get you a first down. So, like, it is scheme. It very much is. And I do think I would, to be really confident in this team, like the callers have said, Allen and Jay, these next five games, if we don't really see a change, that's where I'm going to be very concerned. These next 5 days, excuse me, like two games in 5 days. Because if everything stays the same like it has since the bye week, this team is not winning and very well could be a wild card exit if they make the playoffs. Like, that's where I see it, if a change isn't made.
I feel like the AFC is bad enough that the Bills, even...
What if you play the Patriots in week one?
Even at their worst, they're making the playoffs. I don't.
Right. If was a little bit there.
The
but
rest
like,
of the AFC is such a sorry state at this point that the Bills are going to make the playoffs eventually here. It just... And if they don't, with a healthy Josh Allen, there's questions to be had.
Questions. Oh, that's an understatement. If you miss the playoffs, that's a house cleaner. Like that's what you're doing at that point. And I like Sean McDermott as the head coach. I think he should stay the head coach.
He has evolved.
He's also very open with his thoughts now. He'll tell you how it is post game, right? Like,
yeah, my concerns are your concerns about the passing game.
Would he have said that before?
No.
No. No, he wouldn't have. And if they don't make the playoffs, I'm sorry. That is and I'm knocking on wood, because I do think there's not a chance they don't make the playoffs. I think they make the playoffs no matter what. They're 6-3 right now. If they don't make the playoffs, something went horrifically wrong.
And if that's the case.
But then changes are made.
To put it nicely, questions will be had.
Will there be answers?
Yeah. That would be where like things get interesting. Are there answers to my questions
right.
at that point?
Do they actually change things? Or do they take a look at another team and just keep it the same and hope for the best? We'll see.
Oh, if that happens. That was a not so subtle shot there.
Maybe.
803-0550, the number to call. Take a timeout, come back here. Got plenty of time to keep looking about it. We wanted to go around the NFL. We did not. We focused more on the Bills themselves here, and we'll take the time to do that as well here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I don't even know what the Key to City does, like, to tell you the truth, but I do have a plan that I'm going to do something to make people laugh. I will post a video that hopefully will bring just a little bit of humor to what the Key to the City could potentially do.
Deion Dawkins is such a fun personality.
The snowman gets the Key to the City.
And you know what? Good.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of him?
I did have a... Well, yeah, like, I'm glad that they did that for him.
Stevie John... Or who had it last?
Terrell Owens got the key to the city for just showing up here on a bad Bills team, not making much of a difference than Jets.
Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Good, did you see
good pick there.
Deion the other day was asking a question, and he wanted them to do their best Deion impression. I saw this on Matt Bove's Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And he started doing the tongue rolling that he does, all of that, right? And I guess someone said, I politely decline. Like Matt might have, right? But I'm not sure who exactly, so I'll keep it general. And then he was asked a question, and then he goes, I politely decline, like punching back, like joking back at him, like, you declined to do my impression, I'm declining to answer your question. He's like, you could do that, but I can't. And then he's like, what's your question? Nah, what's your question? And then he answered it. But like, he's an all-time character, he really is.
He is, and
deserving of the Key to the City, too, for everything he does for the city of Buffalo as well. So
I do enjoy hearing Deion Dawkins anytime there's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He brings a lot of passion, a lot of insight, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To
he
the game.
Created the protector of the year. He had a hand in that, right?
He had a big hand in that, as a matter of fact. Championing the idea of having an offensive lineman of the year sort of award. I don't think he'll ever see it, but it's good that he brought something to a legacy of like, hey, this award exists because of Deion Dawkins.
He could see it. I don't think if you're a guard, you're going to see it. It's going to be the tackles or the center. Like, if you're a guard, I'm sorry. I just don't know if that's happening.
I look, though, at this year of...
No, Allen getting sacked more.
How the offensive line has declined in its overall production.
They did create a second pocket for Allen on that big double back last week, though.
That was really
good.
That was
kind of cool.
It was good. It was smart football, though. Like, you know, you're not doing like the crack back blocks or, you know, something that gets you a flag.
Mm-hmm.
But they made sure, hey, we're going to stand enough in the way that they can't get to Allen right away as he resets himself and resets his feet to get a first down.
Yeah.
And, like, that's smart football.
Mm-hmm.
You appreciate smart football when you see it. All right, so, Joe, the Bills, obviously, even sitting at 6-3, it seems weird where they currently are in the standings. They're sixth in the National Football League's AFC Conference.
Yeah.
Because I said the wrong thing, I had to really draw that one out. In the AFC, they are the sixth seed. They are effectively 2.5 games back of New England right now.
Yeah.
Effectively. Even though there's one loss separating them in the win-loss columns. New England has 2 losses. Buffalo has 3.
Mm-hmm.
But New England has yet to play their bye week. They've played through 11 games. Buffalo's only played 9.
Yes, and the Patriot their bye week is coming up in week 14 as well. So we'll have that might even out as the home stretch gets closer. You know,
as
so.
Much as you don't usually look at an NFC game as a must-win game, though.
Common opponent.
It's common opponent, but also dropping to 6-4.
Yeah, that'd be dastardly.
Puts you 3 games back. Yes, I know the win column doesn't say the whole thing, but New England has the head-to-head.
They do.
And they have the better division record.
And they have the common opponent with Atlanta already,
So you're and then they'd have Tampa back.
Yeah.
If you lose this game.
How does it go? Does it go conference record before common opponent, or is
division
it common
record?
Division record.
Division record's going to go first.
And then common opponent.
It's going to go head to head, division record. And New England's got the edge on both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Conference record
they
is
lost to,
currently even.
Yeah.
Well, 5-2, 4-2. But
right.
The Bills will play obviously even out enough.
The Steelers, that could be a big game too.
The
common
Steelers
opponent
becomes a big one. The Ravens for New England is a big one,
mm-hmm.
because then they can lose ground, as a matter of fact, there.
That could be a big game.
But right now, there's also a big deal. Division record's going to come first.
Yeah, and you just dropped to the Dolphins.
You are now sitting at 2-2 in the division.
And they're 2-0 currently.
You need to... New England's 3-0.
3-0.
You need to outright.
Yeah, you're going to have to beat them outright, or... you got to root for the Dolphins in Week 18. Might be what it comes for.
What I'm saying is, record-wise, you need to beat them outright.
To have a guarantee.
To have the best chance at winning that.
So, here's my question to you, and we kind of did this a couple weeks ago. But, like, the Patriots, I think we had going 12-5, right, with what we kind of picked.
Yeah.
Drop a couple games towards the end. The Bills we had going 12-5 as well, I want
to
say.
To be fair, we also picked for the sake of the argument that Tampa Bay would lose to New England and beat New England and lose to Buffalo.
Right.
I finally got it right. That didn't happen.
Right. So that's already...
It's already out the window.
13-4?
13-4 is probably the worst that they're going to have the record this year.
Yeah. But Burrow coming back also... That makes the Bills schedule and Patriots schedule a little scarier. They're both playing the Bengals coming up. Patriots play the Bengals next Sunday.
Yeah, but the Bengals. So oddly enough, New England's going to face the Bengals without Burrow.
Yeah, and then you have to play them. the Bills have to play them with Burrow.
You have to play them with Burrow.
Yep.
But at the same time, I don't take the Bengals defense seriously enough that that's going to matter.
No.
But you've got the Bengals with a bad defense, the Giants, the Bills, the Ravens, the Jets, and the Dolphins.
Maybe the Giants with the interim head coach juice, they might get a little jump with Jackson Dart. Well, he's in concussion protocol. We don't know how long that's going to be. But
yeah, I don't trust Jackson Dart either against that defense. New England's got a good defense.
Mm-hmm. What about Famous Jameis eating those dubs?
No.
Because that's who's playing this week for the Giants, not Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. No, Wilson isn't seeing the field again.
No.
But, yeah, it is a bit of a problem of I don't know if you see – a legitimate pathway to the Bills beating New England for the division title at this point this year.
Okay.
However, this is the comparison to 2023. There was not very realistic of a chance for them to win the division. As a matter of fact, the percentages were in the single digits.
Yeah, it was like 5%, and it was to run the table. And
which they did.
They did.
And Buffalo is in a similar position here in that sense, where you do need to probably run the table. And it's doable against this schedule. It's doable.
Mm-hmm. Got to hope your defense shows up against the Texans. That's oddly enough.
The defense isn't my concern.
Oddly enough, that's the game. I know the Eagles are there on the 28th. I'm the most ultimately concerned, like right now, just looking forward at the Texans game. Because if they can shut down James Cook in the running game and this passing offense can't wake up like the formula was for Miami, that's where I'm very concerned. So this Tampa game is big for righting the ship and getting something else out there product-wise. Do you agree?
I do. I think that Tampa is an opportunity also to kind of help reset the direction.
Mm-hmm. As it was in that 2021 season. Yes, they lost in overtime, but the vibes were... That was a season they went 11-6 as well.
Yes.
It's like the odd years, right? 2021, 11-6. 2023... 11-6, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. And they won the division. 2025, they're a little down, already trending better than 11-6.
Bad news is 11-6 ain't winning you the division this
right,
time.
Right, right. You got lucky in those years that it did, but a down year. These odd years seem to be the Bills' down years. Even years seem to be the years they attack.
But looking back onto it, though, like if the Bills have to be a wild card team,
mm-hmm.
it's not... Like they can't make a run through this as the 5 or the 6. The 7 probably makes it a little bit more difficult, honestly.
Yeah.
Mostly because you're facing the more quality opponent each time. But for example, the 5 seed, say it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're confident you can go out there and beat the Steelers.
I can absolutely have all the hope in the world that the Bills go to Pittsburgh and beat the tar out of them.
What if it's Baltimore?
Same thing. I'm not scared of Baltimore anymore.
Not even Derrick Henry against the Bills defense that can't stop the run?
I'm not scared of the Ravens defense stopping the Bills.
Oh, right, after week one. And they're worse for wear now.
And you have them in coaching.
Yeah.
Like, call, I think they're call desperate. It what it is.
The Ravens are too desperate. I do see the Steelers kind of grabbing that five seed.
Yeah, but also if the Ravens then win the division, that's kind of a high point.
Right. Can they keep it up?
A little bit of a, oh my God, we actually came back and won the division.
Might get caught by surprise in the first round with that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Denver, you should be able to beat Denver, even though they have a great defense. It's the same problem as Houston.
I mean, Denver, though, let the Giants manhandle them for three quarters and most of the fourth, and then they showed up. Like, the offense woke up. So, like, the defense is gettable for Denver, right? Like, yes. It is. Like, it's not out of the question. They're good, but they kind of show up and don't here and there. I don't know. I just we kind of scoffed at the Chiefs a couple years ago, if you remember, when they had to go on their first road playoff run.
Right.
Starting here, I think.
And they did it.
And they did it. And everybody counted them out. Could we see a similar outcome from the Bills if they wake up and they end up on the road for the playoffs? Sure. And if they do end up having to go to Kansas City, everyone worries about going to Arrowhead. I'm sorry, Josh Allen plays some of his best football in that stadium.
It's just the rest of the team
and
finding that balancing act. But again, Chiefs are still sitting there at 5-4.
Yeah.
They have a not zero chance that they go to 5-5. Like, Denver is winning games in the weirdest of ways, but they're winning games.
And it's a divisional game. You play them twice a year. And they haven't played the Chiefs yet, Denver? Yeah, they have not. This is their first matchup this season. They have a primetime matchup on Christmas Eve. Or on Christmas Day, excuse me, December 25th at 8:15, they'll play each other again. So, listen, the Broncos have a chance here to really hold them out. And then the Colts, they play the Colts the week after. That could be a loss for them with the way the Colts are playing, right? Like, the Chiefs have a very real chance here. They could not make the playoffs? Am I jumping the gun on that? Like, looking at the schedule?
I mean, they currently are not in.
Right.
That's the other thing.
But you play Broncos, Colts, Cowboys. They could just wake up and put a ton of points on you on offense one
day. Dallas has been up and down. They're very hot and cold.
Right. So you could catch them on a hot day, for sure. Like, Lukanen in that. You can catch them on a hot day. You can have a good game. Texans, good defense, as we said, playing the Bills, right? They could stop the Chiefs. Chargers, divisional. They beat you already once this season. Yeah, they're not the same team they were in week one injury-wise. Chiefs Titans, that's a win. Sorry. I can't justify.
You can't bank on the Titans
every
2 years tripping someone up with no business of winning.
But Broncos Chiefs again, that could go either way.
But also, if the Chiefs were to, for example, lose to the Titans,
oh, that'd be it.
That tells you this season really is the weirdest of all time.
Yeah. And then they play the Raiders to end the season. Divisional game. That's all I'll say. That could go on. Listen, I'm not going to put stock in the Raiders, but divisional games, we saw it with our own eyes and have seen it. Could go either way. So it's why I have a little bit of hope Miami can beat New England in the last week of the season, especially as a little, you know what? You're going to be the one seed in the division? You know what? No. How about no? We're going to be the team to stop you. I could see that being Mike McDaniel's mantra so easily.
Wouldn't be the first time Miami thwarted New England from a...
No, it would not. It would not. Do it again.
From a top seed.
Old time's sake. Let's do it.
Take a timeout. Come back here. Wrap up hour number two. Paul Hamilton joining us at 1 o'clock as well as the Sabres take on the Red Wings. And Rasmus Dahlin back with the team after his leave of absence as Dahlin returns to the Sabres from Sweden. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday. We got more coming up. Final segment of hour number two here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks to everyone that's called in so far, listening in. We always appreciate you, and we're going to get ourselves in and out of this one. Why? We went late to break.
What's new?
I blame Joe. and when we come back, though, we will talk again with Paul Hamilton after he broke the news that Rasmus Dahlin
was at practice today and is expected to be in the lineup tonight against Detroit. The Sabres have themselves some work to do, and it starts tonight against the Red Wings. We'll talk with Paul coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.